The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Let me tell you about who deserves a shot at the United States heavyweight.
Let's hear it.
I'm the champion. I ought to know. You know, I've been sizing up guys since I came to the WCW. And I think the one guy that stands out the most, the guy that I think has earned a title shot, El Dandy, I think you're a heck of a wrestler. You're a great technician in the ring, and you're a jam-up guy.
Whoa.
I don't see any reason...
Wait a minute. El Dandy has been wrestling in the cruiserweight division here. Please.
He's a great wrestler.
He's a great wrestler, but my goodness sakes, it's 50 pounds
different. Who are you to doubt El Dandy? Because this guy's a serious professional.
Well, let's talk about some serious contenders.
How about hypnosis? Let's get thrown...
Psychosis?
Whatever. He's a great wrestler. You know...
Welcome to the WrestleMania Preview Special Edition of Who You Got? I'm Don DeLaurentiis, and I'll be your host. I'm joined by my SmackDown Matters correspondent, Didi Jonet.
Hey, friends.
Hey, Didi, what's going on?
This ginger beer and Pinot Grigio combination I got going. Separate cups, because that would be nasty all together.
Sounds like a very good afternoon you're in for.
Mm-hmm.
We're also joining, representing the New Slay podcast, none other than Seattle Slim.
How do you do?
Good afternoon, Mrs.
I'm good. Thank you guys for having me. And I'm going to be saying hi for Littlefoot and Jordan Renee. So I'm sure if they could be here, they would say hi. So,
all right. Hi. Thank you for being able to do this with us. And last but not least, we got our man, B. Moore's Finest, always chilling. At his finest. Mo underscore Reese. What's up, Mo?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Not much, man. Glad you could join us. So we're about to buckle up and get into the ride. We're at the top of the loop and get ready to ascend down, take the roller coaster. Did y'all see the preview today that the New Day walked down the long rampway in their suits? Did y'all see that on social media?
Yep.
Suits were clean. Clean as hell.
Very clean. Very clean.
Very clean. So can't wait to see that take place. Now, I want to just, before we get into the actual game of Who You Got, I want to just get everybody's opinion on what they're looking forward to the most, like a couple of matches or the match that they're most looking forward to. So as always, we'll go ladies first. So Seattle Slim, what match are you looking forward to the most?
Thank you. I'm actually really looking forward to Undertaker versus Roman Reigns. And yeah, that's really it for me, because like I know he's gonna get booed, so I'm looking forward to to that. And you know, I hope he wins, but I don't think he will. So we'll see.
Okay, Didi, up next, what matches are you looking most looking forward to?
I'm representing my brand, the SmackDown brand, and I am very excited to see if Naomi is going to leave WrestleMania with the SmackDown Women's Championship. Even though it requires me, maybe, to watch the pre-show. That's how much I care.
Yes, you really do care.
Mm-hmm, because you know I don't believe in no pre-show.
Never have. And only on special occasions will you. Yeah. Will you?
Very special.
All right. Mo? What matches are you looking forward to?
At first, I wasn't too happy about the call, but now I'm going to say Jericho and Owens. That's going to be the one I'm looking forward to.
Okay. For myself personally, I'm looking forward to Triple H and Seth Rollins. I think that they've been building this match for 2 years. We should have got it last year, but unfortunately Seth got hurt and missed WrestleMania. So I think they're going to pull out all the stops, because, you know, it's unsanctioned. So they can do whatever they want. And that means Seth Rollins can be, to a point, as reckless as he needs to be. So looking for him to pull some cool stuff.
So does that mean the curb stomp coming back for one night only?
Maybe. Maybe. Just for one night. If you got to take it to drastic measures, because, you know, if Triple H goes all sledgehammer, then you got to find fire.
Oh,
fire. So, just of course, everybody knows that the game is Who You Got. We do like to play this. We keep a running tally through social media in the live tweet, and the hashtag for the live tweet will be ManiaCast. So just make sure that if you are live tweeting and want to follow along with the game during WrestleMania, you can find out who knows the most about predicting WWE cards. So as DD said, we're going to start with some pre-shows with the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. It's going to involve wrestlers from both brands. It's going to be at least 30 men, maybe a surprise or two. So you may have 31 or 32. So instead of making it hard, my who you got will be Braun versus the Field. So, Dee Dee.
You know, you try to guess these things. Wait. Because I'm not well versed, is
the Field is anybody else but Braun?
Okay, no, I was gonna ask you, so was
if you
was,
think Jason Jordan is gonna win,
gotcha. Then you say anybody else. No, I was gonna ask you, was young Wee Caroline gonna be in the match? But I know he's not, he's facing Dean. So, in that case,
oh my god,
oh my god, you know his hairline is suspect. You already know. You know that it is. So, since he's not trying to defend his champion, his title for 2 years in a row, I'll go with. I don't know, but yeah, I'll just go with Braun.
All right, Maurice.
Yeah, that's who I'm going with as well. I can't on Strowman, and he's destined for a big push. So this will get him in that right direction.
All right, Seattle Slim.
I hate to say it, but Maurice is right. I'm actually here for Braun, especially after seeing his little video where he was rapping to the B.I.G. song, you know. So. I want to know more. So, yes, I'm here for Braun.
All right. And that's going to make it the panel because I'm going to go for Braun Strowman as well. Hopefully it'll be something cool between him and Big Show. That have like a face off at the end and not like in the middle of the match, but at the end and get a standoff, which is what WrestleMania is really known for and what Vince must have on his WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. So next we get the Cruiserweight Championship bout. We've got Neville, the champion, versus Austin Aries. So this time I'm going to start with Seattle Slim. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Austin Aries. Yeah, just play it straight up. I can't with Neville, so Austin Aries all the way.
All right. Dee Dee?
I ain't just going to disrespect the evil elf.
That's exactly why, Dee Dee.
Oh, man. See, I was going to pick Austin Aries too, but now I feel some type of way. I'm picking Neville.
All right. Yes, yeah. You're using some strategy in this game, I see.
Strategery. It's the only way to win.
All right. Mo?
Definitely going to go with Neville. Sorry. As much as I'm happy that Austin Aries is getting this shot, the odds is pointing towards Neville because this heel run has just been nothing short of amazing.
All right. I think I'm going to agree with Maurice. I think we're going to go with Neville as well. I think they can maybe get another match or two out of this. So it would be kind of quick for Austin Aries to come off getting his face broken to getting a championship. So I'm going to go with Neville as well.
He had his face broken?
Yeah, that's the reason he was wearing the sunglasses that whole time when he was on commentary.
Mm. Yeah, he got kicked in his face in NXT. I think it was a takeover.
Mm-hmm. And it broke?
Mm-hmm. He had the same thing that happened to Naomi back in the day. Oh, the reason why she didn't become the champion when she was poised to be the champion.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's too soon. No titles for you.
Hey, babe. And glow time. And feeling the glow. Alexa Bliss, the SmackDown Women's Champion, versus all available contenders in the SmackDown Women's Division. So, if you want to be specific, you can be specific. But again, you can just say the Field, and if Naomi wins, then you're right. So, Maurice, I'll start with you this time. Who you got?
I know that most of everybody here is for Naomi, but I'm sorry. Alexa Bliss will retain, and y'all can boo me, ban me, whatever. Bliss. The Bliss factor is going to end. Is going to factor in this weekend, so that's my pick.
All right, Miss Seattle Slim, your pick, man.
Ooh, I'm gonna go with the Field because I'm telling you, yes, the Field, and I just better feel the glow on Monday because I am already ready to riot. So.
Dee Dee?
The thing about the WWE is they definitely don't believe in hometown love. So they would be petty enough just to not give it to her. But, you know, I believe in miracles. So I'm just going to feel the glow and I'm going to go with everybody. And you know that I mean Naomi, but I'm just going to go with everybody.
Right, right. And I'm going to agree with the ladies in the shocker to everybody, probably. I'm going to go with Naomi, too. I want to see the moment. She looked really good on SmackDown.
Yes, she did.
She came down and, mm-hmm. and the fans were totally behind her and they finished mm-hmm. her. You know, feel the glow. And mm-hmm. yeah, she's on a hot streak right now. So hopefully they can capitalize on it.
The only reason why I'm not feeling the glow is because she still hasn't unblocked me on Twitter. I'm still hurt behind that. So I'm being petty with my pick.
You are in a mutual club that I got blocked by Naomi Club. Luckily, she doesn't know about me or the WrestleCast because we always speak in wholesome terms when we.
I wasn't even really tweeting her like that, and then one day I just look up and I'm blocked. I'm like,
so you gotta watch. You gotta watch those quotes.
Yeah,
I know exactly.
In the posts, yeah, the quotes will get you.
Yeah, you gotta delete those ads out of those quotes out of the most famous people.
Hey, I've learned from the best.
All right, so now we're going to move in to the main show. The SmackDown Women's title match will be the final match on the hashtag Say No to Pre-Show.
Wait a minute. I thought they moved now that. Hold on. I thought they moved that to the main show.
That's some new breaking news?
Yeah, because that was y'all ain't hear about that? They moved that back to the main show because they the fans spoke out about it, so it's back on the main show.
Well, tell me something new, brother.
Tell me something new, because if I don't have to watch the pre-show, this matters.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought y'all knew about that.
No. I didn't know about that.
Because they moved it to the when they first moved it, the fans spoke out, and then
right.
they moved it back to the main show. And because Becky, let's say y'all, she tweeted, you all spoke out, and she was real happy. So it's back on the main show.
All right. Well,
I hope you're right.
I knew the latest breaking news was Jim Ross was going to call a match, but I didn't know. I didn't see anything about this.
I thought y'all saw that. I meant to ask. Should have meant to ask you that. It's
some breaking news that we got here. Some pre-show breaking news we've got going on. Okay, so I don't know which match they're going to slide into the Say No to Pre-Shows, but we'll cover it anyway throughout the rest of the card.
Oh, he's absolutely right.
So do they say,
I'm not watching the pre-show, bitch.
So do they say
thank you, God.
So do they say what matches is inside of the pre-show now?
Okay, now that I don't know. Let me check WWE.
Okay. Well, we'll go on to hashtag ManiaCast. So Dee Dee's favorite, the Good Brothers, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson, the Raw Tag Team Champions.
Third Reich.
Versus Enzo and Big Cass. Versus Cesaro and Sheamus, and a triple threat ladder match. I'll go first this time. Enzo and Cass. Live for the moment. Enzo's taking a month and a half worth of ass whoopings, you know, all for this moment. So why not?
You know,
might as well. All right, so Slim?
You guys already know. I'm gonna go with Enzo, right? Yeah, Enzo. So for purely platonic and non-sexual.
All right, Maurice, who you got?
Cass. I'd love to see them finally. I'm serious. I would finally like to see them actually win the big match. Doing the main stage.
As Dusty Rose would say, finally get to the pay wind.
Yes.
All right. So, Dee Dee, I guess I could just, you know.
Yeah. That's right. The reason why I was so shocked that it's a four-way tie. We've all agreed that Enzo and Cass should be the champs at WrestleMania. I'm very happy that we're all in agreement.
Yes. Next up, Dean Ambrose, the Intercontinental Champion, versus Baron Corbin for the Intercontinental Championship. The two of your favorites. We'll let you go first.
Mm-hmm. I'll go with the one with no hair. Oh, wait, that's both.
oh, man.
It's honestly, I'm very shocked this hasn't turned into a hair versus hair match, because it's just like both of them are trying it. But I'll go with the Corbins.
Nice.
Because I'm never picking Dean. You know how this goes.
There's a lot High five. There's a lot of people that show up on our hashtags that won't be happy with that pick.
That's fine. All right. Get mad, stay mad.
Okay. Seattle Slim, who you got? Baron Corbin or Dean Ambrose?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go with Baron Corbin, because when he has the hat on, he's fine as hell. Yeah. And I cannot stand Dean Ambrose anymore. So, you can go.
All right. Maurice?
All right. So, I'm going to go with Ambrose. Dean, I mean, I know Corbin is poised for that push, but Ambrose is going to retain and broken it, and I'm going to laugh.
All right. I'm going to go with Baron Corbin as well. NXT graduate, you know, he's been getting better. Talking smack, he's really good. Still got to learn how to kind of transition his talking smack over to the television promos. But, yeah, I think they're ready to, you know, put a belt on him and see if he can carry it. So, give me Baron Corbin. Mm-hmm. Next up, for the United States Championship, Chris Jericho versus Kevin Owens. Maurice, is it I'm looking forward to, or if you start first, who you got?
So you know what happens when you don't pick Chris Jericho to win this match? When you go against, you know, this whole storyline build up, the getting smashed to TV and everything. Anybody who don't pick Jericho, they are all making my list. So,
all right.
This has been a great. This right here has been great storytelling. I've been every week build up. I didn't think that the change is going on, the turn will happen so quickly, but kept it going. So Jericho's going to win this and possession.
Okay. Yeah, this is what happens when the writers get out of the way and they let the wrestlers come up with their own segments and their own promos.
Fact.
It's magic. So Dee Dee, I'll let you go next.
Mm-hmm. I'm picking Jericho.
I don't
want to be on anybody's list. I don't need those problems.
All right. Seattle Slim?
Man, I feel intimidated, man. you know what? I'm going to go with... please don't hurt me, Maurice. I'm going to go ahead and go with Kevin Owens, because I feel like it would be like... story, you know, for him. So I'm gonna go with KO.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the second name on Maurice's list. I'm taking Kevin Owens as well. they haven't had a bad segment in this whole build up to this. I mean, even, you know, last week with the kind of side interference in the match that Chris Jericho had, it was just enough, not too much. And he finally put Kevin Owens' lone name on the new list. So,
yes.
Yeah, that was awesome. So,
and look at this. Once again, for the second week in a row, everything's broken down here.
I mean, can you blame them? It's going to be every woman for themselves on Sunday.
Every one of these women willing to tear each other apart for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Get hurt. We thought that Naomi had no chance of being at WrestleMania.
Oh,
what a forearm.
Getting a turn over the championship.
Ooh. You could see those white bride shoes coming at you.
And Naomi wants the title back and taking out the champion.
Naomi's feeling more life. She's got the glow. She is fired up.
She's certainly back at the right time.
And she's feeling it, too. All right, now.
Now, I know y'all was wondering if your girl would be back in time for WrestleMania. Well, I'm back, baby. That's right. And I am officially entering the SmackDown Women's Title match. So, come this Sunday in my hometown, everybody is gonna feel.
What a major announcement. We haven't seen Naomi since she had to give up that championship due to an injury. We thought she probably would not be at WrestleMania. Well, turns out now.
Next up, Raw Women's Championship. It's a fatal four-way elimination. As we've got the champions, Bayley versus Charlotte versus Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax. Maurice, since there's just flags for creep cast all over the place, we'll let you go first again.
Oh, this is a tough one. Man, real tough.
Creep cast struggling.
Did you see me sweating over here? I'm going to go with Nia Jax. That's the wild card.
That's been the sentiment around the internet and people I've been talking to lately, feeling that, yeah, that Nia's going to win. So
that's my wild card pick, and that's what I'm going with.
All right, I'm not surprised by that.
Can I just have noted that I'm the one that started that rumor, and y'all shot me down? Thank you.
I mean,
I said no.
That is true. I mean, I wasn't. Yeah, well.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Show the receipt on that one. So since you just, you know, interjected, go ahead. Who you got?
Nia still? I never had Nia, but if she won, I would not be shocked.
The swerve. Okay.
That was a good swerve.
Yeah. I keep y'all guessing.
Oh, you definitely got me on that one.
Well-executed swerve. Well-executed.
Thank you. Heel tactics.
That's
how I do.
Yes, hashtag.
Heel baby.
All right, Seattle Slim, you're up next. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Nia. I feel like they're going to swerve us with that one, and I really want to see the thick squad, Team Chunk, win. So I'm here for Team Chunk, Nia Jax.
Hey.
Might be a new hashtag there, Maurice.
You know, I might use that.
All right. So next up, probably the best built feud, maybe not the best match that people are going to care about, but the lead up has been fantastic. John Cena and Nikki Bella versus The Miz and Maurice. So Seattle Slim, who you got?
Man, Maurice and The Miz, they shit on John and Nikki, so...
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, styling on them.
Didi, who you got?
There's no way that I think it's going to happen, but I'll go with Miz and Maurice. Or as I like to call them, M&Ms.
Yes!
You know your nicknames for everybody.
I know.
Sometimes they work their way into my notes when I'm looking for some
short. I'm all about a shortcut.
Maurice, who you got?
Ms. Maurice. hands down. That training video, they showed Ms. and Maurice working out, beating up the cutouts of John and Nikki. I was like, I'm all in it, right?
Yeah.
That match.
My choice is going to be, I got to go with John and Nikki Bella. They got to have some sort of payoff for all these jokes. I mean, we can't be
so many jokes
laughing to Nikki Bella's womb without any type of payoff. So maybe John actually gets down on that one knee, as awkward and robotic as it will be.
Okay.
But then you know, like, the 7-year engagement rumors are going to start. And then it's like, you can't win.
Right.
They'll be like, when are you getting married? In 2030? Oh, okay. Sure. But I'm done. I didn't get who you picked for the Fatal 4-Way.
Oh, I'm going to pick. Got to go with the Belly to Bailey.
Okay.
Or Bailey to Belly, excuse me. I want to get it right. We have some people.
Yes, please get that move right. I don't want people to get mentions.
What I say, all these moves, I don't want to be accused of being Michael Cole out here.
So everybody picked an ethnic. I'm very proud. Mm-hmm.
All right.
See, because we didn't have I Walk Less on, so he could pick Charlotte. But
we know how that would have went.
Okay. We already know that one.
Shane McMahon versus the phenomenal AJ Styles. Didi, who you got?
You think Shane signed up to lose at WrestleMania 2 years in a row? I feel like if you take, even though The Undertaker is like old as dirt, like if you can take The Undertaker to the limit, you might be able to slide a win out of AJ, you know, hold some tights, get a roll up on him. He put that man's head through a window. Like, I feel like you got to get some revenge.
I thought that was when he dropped the elbow from the
rope. Ain't good enough. You got to get revenge at WrestleMania.
Okay.
Well, gotta make him bleed.
I'm like AJ Styles now. You know this is just a regular match, right?
I know. But you know they can always change it up. They can always switch it up.
You know you can't jump off nothing.
He can always jump off the top rope onto the things could happen.
Things could happen. You're right. Things could happen.
I'm a big Shane. I have faith in my silver haired fox.
All right. Seattle Slim, you're next. She's back open now. Slim.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, guys, I'm so sorry. They're doing yard work outside of my friggin' windows and trying to do the friggin' podcast with you guys. So excuse that, please.
All right. Shane McMahon versus AJ.
Oh, yeah, no, Shane McMahon has to win because, I mean, you can't take two L's 2 years in a row. That's a no-no.
Yeah.
So I'm with Didi on this one, yep.
All right. Mr. Maurice.
Oh, and as much as it pains me to say this, I'm going with Shane, too. I know his kick game is going to be lethal at WrestleMania. And like you all said, 2 years in a row, taking the losses is not going to fly. So he's going to have his hand raised to victory.
All right. Well, in every crowd, there must be a dissenter. And that would be me. I'm going to go with the phenomenal one, AJ Styles. I just don't see how Shane can hang with him. He's just going to out-wrestle him and pin him. And the only thing that could maybe trip him up is if he gets, like, too cocky and Shane gets, like, a lucky roll-up or something. But other than that, I see Shane taking that as a whooping.
I mean, James Ellsworth took that whooping, but he got some wins over AJ.
Three wins.
Right.
Three of them. They ain't wrestled since, but that's okay. Three wins.
Hey, man, that's how you do. Leave on top. So next we have, in the non-sanctioned match, Triple H versus Seth Rollins. Maurice, who you got?
I got to go with the architect. Got to. Woke Rollins, hashtag.
Hashtag CrossFit Jesus.
Yes. Yeah, this has been a nice build-up. And I've been waiting for this match ever since Seth showed up at the last takeover and was like, I'm taking the show over. And I was like, that's my pick. I made that pick back in January.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was a cool moment.
Yeah.
All right. Miss Seattle Slim, who you got? Triple H or Seth Rollins?
I never thought I'd say this because just about a year ago, I hated this man's guts. Mm-hmm. But he exhibited some wokeness recently. So I'm going to go ahead and go with Seth Rollins. And yeah, because he's got to do it at WrestleMania. That would be great after all the hell he's been through. So let's go with that.
All right. Miss Didi Jonet?
I'm going with the one who didn't go visit your president in the White House. So, yeah, I have Rollins.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it a clean sweep as well. This time I'm not going to be the dissenter. I'm going to go with Seth Rollins. Hopefully he comes out in something spectacular. The gear is what I'm waiting for. And the Triple H entrance as well. Both of those should be some must-see.
Fly as hell. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Next up, sound the gong. The Undertaker versus the big dog, Roman Reigns. Seattle Slim, who you got?
Roman Reigns. Also for strictly platonic and non-sexual reasons that have nothing to do with my reproductive system.
Wow. My goodness.
Oh, man.
Didi Jonet, follow that up and tell us.
Wow. Yeah, Undertaker. For nine, so we're talking. We can't like just clear that up.
Miss Maurice, who you got?
Oh boy. you know what? I've been conflicted with this match because Undertaker's been a favorite of mine for years. But I know Roman Reigns need that final rub to get him over the hump, which I know y'all probably say he's been over the hump, but not in my eyes. But I'll go with Roman just because this is probably Undertaker's last call at WrestleMania, and Roman is saying this is his yard, so he needs to step up and say he needs to step up and show and prove in my eyes.
All right. My pick is going to go with Roman Reigns as well.
What?
Yeah, because I want Roman to capitalize on the little bit that we saw on Raw this past week.
You want him to go heel.
Yes, when he had that mm-hmm. little he had a smirk. Yep. And actually, did y'all hear him on Jericho? Did y'all listen to it? Slim, he used your line. He was like, and yeah, he was like, and all the guys in the crowd whose girls like me, I mean, who don't like me.
I see Roman. Just come to me in the DMs. They're always open for you.
Yeah, so anybody who's really, you know, big on podcasts, or if you just want to, you know, I think this is the first podcast or quote-unquote shoot interview Roman Reigns has ever done. So he's on with Jericho this past week. So check that out. Talk is Jericho. It's the name of the podcast. It was the latest podcast, so it'll be first up if you go do a search. So yeah, check it out. It was like an hour and a half. Really good stuff.
But getting back on with Roman, if you all like look at his old FCW videos, he can do that cocky character where he's like, you know, he's the man and everything. So if they're leading up to this, then I'm all for it. You know, it was just that whole he's still trying to be Shield, the lone Shield member left. I'm like, come on, man, evolve his character.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Next up for the WWE Championship, we've got the champion, Bray Wyatt, versus All Lives Matter, Randy Orton. Maurice, who you got?
Oh, goodness grief. Bray, he needs this badly. And even though Randy has been in this position before, Randy putting him over will do wonders for Bray, and for both of them actually. But Bray needs this win because he should have been this monster character like this years ago, and we need this for those of us that are fans of Bray Wyatt. So I'm going with Bray the Retain.
All right, Miss Seattle Slim, you're up next. Bray Wyatt or All Lives Matter, Randy Orton? Who you got?
First of all, fuck Randy Orton and his All Lives Matter. So, yeah, we're going to definitely go for Bray. Let me put my fingers through your dreadlocks, Wyatt. Because he needs it. He should have been a Titan a long time ago. So, yeah.
Yes.
Speaking of his dreads, he was in town in Raleigh here last weekend. Those dreads were freshly done for the upcoming.
Yeah. He probably found a black girl in Raleigh like, can you sister this up for me? She was like, I sure can, baby.
Dee Dee?
Yeah. Yeah, I have Bray.
I'm going to make it a clean sweep as well. I'm going to go with Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, he ain't never been in so much agreement, my lord.
Yeah, he's been overdue to A, be the champion, and B, have a WrestleMania moment, a big WrestleMania moment where he comes out on top. So,
yep.
Bray Wyatt. And it'll be dark by the time he comes out. So, yeah, the entrance will be real tight. And see that many of the Fireflies at one time. So, can't wait. Mm-hmm. And the main event for the Universal Championship.
Your 3-minute main event.
We have Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar. Ms. Dee Dee Jeanay.
I really don't know. Because he can't wrestle more than like 3 minutes, can he? No. He
and Goldberg?
Can't. Yeah, Goldberg can't wrestle more than 3 minutes. But he's been bullying the shit. He's been bullying like the dog shit out of Brock Lesnar for like months now. And it's so funny. And I could enjoy that to continue. So I'll pick Goldberg, not actually thinking he'll win. But it would be funny if he did.
Okay. Seattle Slim?
It would be funny if he did. It would be funny. But I'm going to have to go with Brock because I really just want to see Brock continue to just dominate. So I'm going to go with Brock.
All right. Maurice, what do you got?
I'm going with Brock Lesnar. This is going to be his payoff after taking those quick losses from go against Goldberg and beat three times in a row very quickly. You know,
so quickly.
It's like you wake up and you blink, and the next thing you know, match is over.
Well, I mean, these are two guys who never really, you know, had it in their contracts to get paid by the amount of time they spend in the ring. So
that's true. That's true. But it's just, but they had that first match with it in 2003 when they were both leaving. Come on, now it was a crappy match, but
oh yeah,
we all had to suffer through it. So, but I think Brock. Yeah, I'm just saying Brock is just he needs his payoff because he ain't gonna keep. Vince will keep paying the back in the Brinks truck up to him and let him just keep taking these L's. So he's going to win the win.
I agree with that. And I'm going to go with Brock Lesnar as well. Him and Paul are going to get to parade around through the summertime and SummerSlam as a champion, make their limited appearances, and make the title feel real big and real special again because it won't be on the show all the time.
Like exactly.
So at this point, I'm going to open it up to everybody to the one match that we reviewed that y'all think is just going to steal the show that you're going to enjoy the most when it's all said and done. What match do you think you're going to enjoy the most? So, Seattle Slim, what match do you think is going to steal the show?
Personally, I think the one that's going to steal the show is Seth Rollins and Triple H. I think that one right there is going to be fire. And yeah, just I look forward to that one the most.
All right. Dee Dee's your name.
Steal the show. Jericho versus Owens.
Okay. That's a very good pick. Maurice?
I'm going to go against the grain here. I'm going to pick the match that Dee Dee most likely will not be watching, and that's Aries and Neville. I think they're going to have a match that's going to set the tone for the night because those two can do, it's going to set people that watch it, but it's going to be one of the best matches that we're going to be talking about for the next couple of months.
Right. I'm going to go with an even more unlikely one just because in the big spots, he usually has really good matches. And I'm going to go with Roman Reigns and Undertaker.
Mm.
You know, if this is going to be the last one for the Undertaker, as the rumors have been spreading the last three times he's been at WrestleMania, if this is actually going to be the one, then...
What number would this one be?
If he lost...
No.
Oh, just, amount?
Yeah.
I think 26 or 27.
See, what is these off-ass numbers? Why wouldn't you stop at 20? Why wouldn't you stop at 25? But if this is 26, maybe he'll stop at 25 wins, and I'll be right, and he wins, and he quits.
Let's hope.
But he's got to stop at some point. Like, when is he going to quit?
But they say that this match is closing WrestleMania.
Oh,
I've also saw that this is closing WrestleMania. So if we're going to have this match being Roman had to go all out.
Yo, if Roman closes WrestleMania out with beating The Undertaker.
Monday is going to be lit. We got to get our armor on, Dee Dee. We got to get our armor on because the haters are going to come out for our husband. So
just think about it this way. WrestleMania 30, they didn't have... Brock pinning Undertaker as the last match. That's why they had Daniel Bryan win the title.
True, true.
To close that out, because if that would have been the last match at WrestleMania 30, it would have been that would have been it for the it would have been it for him. But they would have caught a lot of heat for that one. So if Roman is victorious tomorrow night,
I'm going to love every moment of it because he's going to be the biggest heel.
He's going to have heat.
That's funny.
And he won't have any other way to play it but to be a heel.
That heat is going to be, I mean, you can just stand next to him and you're going to be warm because it's going to be so hot.
Yes. So we're looking forward to a fantastic WrestleMania. As always, no matter how the card looks, I usually come out with something that usually goes beyond your expectations every year. So I'm looking forward to it again. And, of course, you can find the reviews of WrestleMania and the Raw and SmackDown that follows on the WrestleCast this week coming up on Friday. You can always download that at CSPN. We're also available on SoundCloud. We're also available on Google Play, Stitcher, and every other way that you can get a podcast right now on the internet through phones or computers. So for my guest, the lovely, also lovely and talented Miss Seattle Slim, for the chairman of the Chill Committee, Maurice, I'm Don So the Who You Got WrestleCast WrestleMania preview.
You know how many times over the past few weeks I've made it clear that Chris Jericho was never my best friend? You know, you're as wrong as he was last week when he implied that at one time in my life, I thought of Chris Jericho as my hero. Look, I'll admit it, okay? At one point, I was a Chris Jericho fan, sure. I had the Y2J t-shirt and the posters, and, you know, he was right about that. He was also right about making fun of me for being a Chris Jericho fan, because let's face it, Chris Jericho fans are morons. No, if I knew back then Chris Jericho like I know him now, there's no way I would have ever wasted my parents' money on anything Y2J related. No, I would have treated every piece of merchandise of his like the garbage that it is. Just like last week when I ripped the list of Jericho to pieces, his most prized possession, his heart and soul. I ripped it to pieces, just like tonight. I'm going to rip Sami Zayn apart. Do you have any idea how long I've waited for a chance like I have tonight? A chance to be the guy that sends Sami Zayn home for good. To be responsible for Sami Zayn having to look at his family and say, I'm not a WWE superstar anymore. I'm a failure. Tonight, I, no one else, me, Kevin Owens, am going to single-handedly take Sami Zayn's career away from him, just like Chris Jericho took my Universal Championship away from me. But that's okay, because in 6 days at KO Mania 2, I'm not going to get even with Chris Jericho. No, I'm going to one-up him. Because not only am I taking the United States Championship, I am going to turn the ultimate thrill ride into Chris Jericho's ultimate demise.